be under a freeze warning in the early morning hours of Tuesday from 2 to 9 a.m., where some areas could plummet below freezing and even in the upper 20s. Let's look at some positive things. With the sunrise and sunset today, sunset today is 8:36, and in a week, we're going to be 15. In a month, 19 minutes ahead from early to sunset, early July, with sunrise before 6 a.m. and sunset just past 9 p.m. Temperature-wise right now, not much to make you happy here. 38 for Banner, 45 for 42 Akron. However, what matters is it's going to get warmer. Especially your hope.
Molly, can you hear me?
I can.
Thank you. I was muted. Okay, it's 5 o'clock. You want to start the meeting?
Can we have a moment, please, before we do that? Just a moment, please. Alrighty, I'm good. We're ready. We can all stand to take a moment of silence. Pledge of Allegiance.
Yep.
I pledge of allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Go ahead and take roll. Dr. Good.
Present.
Mr. Hirschberger.
Present.
Ms. Rohr.
Present.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Present.
Mrs. Fenn.
Present.
I need a motion to approve the March 9th, 2020 agenda. Corrections, additions, and deletions.
Here.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Do we have a need for an executive session at this time?
We do not.
Is
So we'll move forward. For board discussion, the purpose of this May 11th, 2020 special board meeting is to hold a public meeting on the issue of Todd Osborne being employed by the board at the June 8th, 2020 regular board meeting. The May 11th, 2020 special meeting is between 15 and 30 calendar days before the employment as a re-employed superannuate is sought to begin at the June 8th, 2020 regular board meeting. The board shall not take formal action on the issue of Todd Osborne being employed by the board during the May 11th, 2020 special board meeting. Any formal action on the issue of Todd Osborne being employed by the board shall only be taken during the June 8th, 2020 regular board meeting. At this time, we'll open it up for public participation.
Molly, before we do that, I want to make sure people are aware of some details. So before we do that, I'm going to read this. So for the people on the phone, the board was approached by the superintendent late last year to consider the opportunity to retain him at a reduced cost to the district, since he is now eligible to retire and rehire. This board, giving his request great consideration over the last several months, has considered the following. Todd's contract is a four-year term. As we are in year two, this arrangement will not extend or shorten the term. It'll be for 2 years. The arrangement will result in a lower salary cost to the district while keeping the same amount of work days. The salary savings over the two-year period are over $20,000, and he is the only employee in the district who's been on a pay freeze and will be reduced in pay by 8.5%. This board researched other like arrangements and found this opportunity to be favorable for the district. Additionally, it is important that we allow the opportunity to receive feedback from the community and so allow the messaging over the next several months from the first discussion to today, concluding with the final opportunity for the community to give input in the final decision that will be made next month. In addition to the financial points that we already stated, Todd has already proven to work aggressively to achieve our set five strategic pillars. For instance, the strategic plan came up with a current one, and he is preparing for another one for the next 3 to 5 years. Our first pillar is education excellence. Our focus has been on alignment and accountability around all students being successful. Our goal is one Chippewa. The superintendent restructured the leadership team and changed the command with a streamlined process for all staff. Two, improved our state funding to support more opportunities for the students, including online options, robotics, and STEM lab. Three, the most recent results, we ranked top 10% nationally, 61st in Ohio, and the top school in Wayne County. Our second was a master facility plan. We asked to receive a phased plan to improve our dilapidated facilities, including all of our buildings and athletic facilities. Currently, the superintendent is pulling all options to get down to two buildings through House Bill 157, the Nexus Pipeline, or sale of the property, which would alleviate a lot of our logistical problems transporting the kids all over the district. The athletic facility plan is largely based on a robust fundraising effort. Upgrading and legalizing the playing field at Memorial Park was complete, and the fundraising efforts are started, and we have well over $100,000 in donations and in-kind labor. Third, financially stable, we want to be more transparent, and moving from paper to electronics was a must. We want to utilize the value proposition in assessments, evaluations, and decisions. Third, improve grants for safety and advancement of education. Todd has submitted over $8 million in grants, which improve security, summer programs, potentially an outdoor science lab, and other significant opportunities that we'll be able to partner with the community. Four, operational efficiency. We are executing a plan to reduce redundancy and savings through consolidation. We were finally able to remove the trailer from our front yard in Hazel Harvey. We still have single pane windows, limited AC and heat. We're facing millions in repairs, and right now the business case supports adding on to an existing building. Fifth, the school, family, community, and board engagement. We wanted Todd to develop our next strategic plan for 3 to 5 years. Within that, evaluate our mission, vision, and values and methods to create a brand of one Chippewa for all Chippewa to be proud of. Two, multi-avenue of communications. Now we will move into our public participation. Before that, please provide your full name and address before you speak. If more than one person wants to speak, each person will be allotted 3 minutes. Please remember, speakers are not permitted to address matters relating to individual students, personnel, or other matters made confidential by law. In Zoom, I believe you can raise your hand, and Linda Finn, I'm going to ask you to try to keep track of order if we have people that want to speak, and we will start now. Linda, can you see any hands?
I don't see. Oh, Kate Goodridge.
Kate.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay. My name is Kate Goodrich. I live at 136 West Marion Street, Doylestown, Ohio. And, you know, I recognize that Mr. Osborne has made positive changes to this district in the past 2 years. I feel like we are making movement in the right direction. I just have concerns whether or not this is the right time to enter into an agreement like this. You know, the current state budget cuts were just announced, and I'm sure next year we'll have more anticipated funding cuts for Chippewa. So I really want to ask for, I guess you just explained some of the cost benefits to us, but I feel like it should be more than just $20,000 over 2 years. I guess my other questions had to do with, you know, will Mr. Osborne be required to obtain health care from STRS if he is going to that? Or can he be dropped from Chippewa Insurance Plan, which would give us more savings? Will he waive his annual bonuses to make it worth the hassle for the district? I guess if the savings is a meager $10,000 a year, I feel like it would be an unpopular PR move. Times are difficult right now for families. So I just feel like the pay cut should really be significant and perhaps save some programming or even save a staffing position in the future. Then I think it would be more understandable, but I don't feel like $10,000 a year is worth the publicity move, the negative publicity that this would bring. So I guess I'd like to see if there's more cost benefit and a clear cost benefit analysis being presented to the public before formal action is taken on June 8th. And that's it.
Thank you, Kate. Linda, do we have another one?
I don't see anybody else's hand. I have a majority of black screens versus people. I do believe Kathy Keel has her hand up. I'm getting a message.
Kathy?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I do appreciate the comments that Mrs. Goodrich said, but I also believe that Mr. Osborne has earned his retirement. And I believe that if he wants to collect his retirement and save our money some district and work full time, that he should be allowed to do so. I don't think this is the time where we want to be looking for a new superintendent. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Linda?
I'm not seeing anyone else. Wait a minute. Let's see. Am I missing anybody? Don't think so.
And in the right corner of the screen, there's a button that says raise hand. That's what we're referencing.
You said in the right corner?
Yeah. Sean, are you on the phone?
No, I'm here.
Can you take everybody off mute for a second here to see if some people want to speak up and we can't see them raising their hands?
Everybody should be unmuted.
All right, the line is completely open. Is there somebody else that would like to say something?
Guess I wasn't missing anybody. Imagine that.
We just had somebody recent join. If you have something to say, this is the time to do it. John, everybody still unmuted?
Yeah.
Okay. This is going to be last call. Does anybody else have anything to say?
Kathy, did you have something to add?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So are we stepping out? We're done with public participation?
We're gonna close it since nobody else has anything else to say. We don't have anything for executive session.
So I just need a motion to adjourn.
Yeah.
Second?
Second.
And we will vote. Mrs. Rohr.
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Yes.
Ms. Fenn.
Yes.
Dr. Good.
Yes.
And Mr. Hirschberger.
Yeah.
So we are adjourned as of 5:16 p.m. The next regularly scheduled board meeting is at 6 p.m. this evening, and that is a separate Zoom call with a separate code. It is on the website if you do not have it. That's all we got.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Deal.
That was a total waste of time, but that is.